Good evening and welcome back to Enriched Life Radio. I'm your host, Steph Thorne from PinupGirlBeauty.com, where we are banishing guilt and empowering self-care every Sunday evening. Grab your favorite drink and let's get into a little bit this week where we talk about overcoming perfectionist procrastination. This week's affirmation is a quote from Emily Lay, who has designed the Simplified Planner. Her quote says, "I will hold myself to a standard of grace, not perfection. I will hold myself to a standard of grace, not perfection." So what is perfectionist procrastination? I didn't know what the term was, but once I found out, I realized I do this all the time. Perfectionist procrastination is when you are supposed to get something done, but you're so worried about it being perfect that you delay finishing the project. For example, I have some blog posts who have been sitting in my drafts folder for months, maybe longer, and I've pretty much written the whole thing. I've gone through and done the basic editing and proofreading, but it sits there because I feel like, oh, maybe I could delve into this topic a little bit more, or maybe there's another aspect of this topic that I haven't covered in this blog post. So it sits there, almost finished, but I refuse to hit publish because I feel like there's more I could be doing. It's perfectionist procrastination. I'm so worried about this blog post being perfect that I delay delivering the final product. So how do we overcome this idea that everything that we put out has to be perfect? That we, as human beings who are imperfect, as we are, how can we put out perfection or think that we can always put out perfection? Now, when I say that we as humans aren't perfect, I'm not trying to say that we are incapable of creating an excellent work product. We certainly are. We've seen on so many occasions how we have been able to create spectacular things. So when I say imperfect, I don't mean that there's a flaw in every single thing. All I'm saying is that this idea of perfection that we've somehow cultivated in society, that everything that we do has to be letter perfect, it's unrealistic. It's not an attainable goal. So if we hold ourselves to a standard of grace instead of perfection, we are giving ourselves the freedom to give our best and not worry about this unrealistic goal of perfection. Our best is good enough to be amazing without having to have that fear of it not being quote unquote perfect. And so when we talk about fear, that's where we're going to get into the procrastination. Because procrastination is nothing but focusing on your fears instead of focusing on your desires. Yeah, I said it. You're focusing on your fears instead of really giving yourself the opportunity to achieve what you desire. I know that I do this a lot, and it takes a lot of refocusing to get yourself out of that mindset of focusing on the things that could go wrong. And that's kind of the whole meat of perfectionist procrastination. You're so worried about what could go wrong, or even the fear of the success of everything going right, that you just hold on to everything. I hold on to my projects. I hold on to my ideas because I worry about two things. I either worry that they could be complete flops and then I get rejected And so if I don't put it out there, I can't get rejected, right? Or I worry that if it does propel me to the next level, if it does give me the success that I'm looking for or the end result that I want, am I going to end up in a different situation that causes me to have to step myself outside of my comfort zone? Those are real fears of mine. Those are real actual fears that I have sometimes, and that's what causes me to hold on to things instead of letting them out. It causes me to be the ultimate perfectionist procrastinator. So how do we overcome this perfectionist procrastination? Because it's something that I struggle with every day, and I have had to work really hard to get out of it. The number one thing I do is something that you see every week in our weekly podcast. I have to give myself positive affirmations. I have to wake up telling myself I am good enough. I am talented enough. I have the skills that I need to do what I need to do. It's a constant, constant conversation in my head where I am reminding myself that I have the skills. I have the talent. I am good enough and worthy of sharing my thoughts and ideas with the world. Those affirmations will take you so far in increasing your confidence, in getting you out of that mindset that you need to just tweak this a little bit more. No, what you wrote is good. What you said is wonderful. The way you presented it is exactly the way it should be. Don't fall into that perfectionist procrastination. So the second way I do this is also to give myself a hard and fast deadline. I have to get it done by a certain amount of time. That means no more fiddling, no more switching out words, no more research. It needs to be done, published, turned in, uploaded, whatever it is. It needs to be out into the world by my deadline. So that's an easy way for me to avoid procrastinating because obviously I have to get it done in a certain amount of time. It also helps me to avoid that perfectionism that, oh, let me just go back and read it one more time. Nope, you're at your deadline, send it out. And the third thing that I do is I have a very trusted, loving, and a little hard, but wonderful accountability partner. Find someone that you trust, that you love, who loves you, and is going to give it to you straight. And tell them what you want to do. Tell them your deadline. Tell them your positive affirmations so that they can remind you that you are enough, you are worthy, you are talented, while also giving you the push that you need to meet your deadlines. Have your accountability partner push you. And that person won't take no for an answer. You have to get it done. My accountability partner does not take my excuses at all. She is right there for me, and she always, always gets me out of whatever mental block I've been having and tells me, Stephanie, get it straight and let's get it out. So those are my tips for how to overcome this. I'm still working on it myself. So please feel free to find me and send me a message and let me know what else you do to overcome perfectionist procrastination. That's it for this episode. Thank you for listening to Enriched Life Radio. As always, you can find the show notes for this episode at pinupgirlbeauty.com/enrichedliferadio. Again, that's pinupgirlbeauty.com/enrichedliferadio. Have a great week, and until next time, take care.